It's got love between two guys. Oh, hey, everybody.
What? Hi.
Hey, welcome to the phase recap for phase 17.
Yes.
I'm Syracuse.
I'm Dozer.
And this is phase recap for phase 17. Definitely not Scrubs the Musical.
Zach.
Turf Wars the Musical announced spring of 2016 coming to off Broadway. Confirmed.
You're not fooling anyone. Turf Wars the Musical better happen. I want that to be a thing.
You just want there to be a Beazle Boss parody in there.
Because that's gonna be awesome.
There's
no way that we can win.
There's only one song that's, like, fully written right now.
Oh, hey, you're writing it, though.
Yeah, I'm at least writing it. So what have you been up to, Dozer?
I have an essay that's due Tuesday. So, I've been procrastinating.
That sounds fun.
Not really. Because, like, I have not... It's an essay on a play I really don't like. So
Midsummer Night's Dream.
Like, it's an entertaining play, but I don't like the thesis that we have to do because we're really restricted in our thesis, so it's really hard for me to get into it. I'm a sad dozer.
Yeah, I like Shakespeare stuff, but I don't know. It's not something I enjoy. Like,
it's not something that's fun to read.
No.
But it's fun to watch and discuss.
Yeah.
So there's that. What about you, Zach? What have you been up to?
Nothing really. I've just been practicing Smash. Like, yeah. That's really all it. The gist of what I've done is been practice Smash, set up a new recording set up for like the 8th time in the show's history, which has been around for 2 months.
I'm up to my 4th setup. That's because I keep upgrading.
Same here. I finally got a real chair. So now my piano bench has been converted into a desk that merges with my bed.
My upgrading's a little more technical than yours. First off, I moved to an actual table. Then, I got an actual office chair. And, after that, I got an actual desktop and monitors. So I have a 3-screen display if I wanted to. But that's completely excessive, and I don't need that for this show whatsoever.
No, you do. You have one for the turf tracker. You have one screen for replays. And then you have one screen that's just a big smiley face that tells you don't do it.
Don't do what?
All right, so it's phase 17. That's what we're on, right?
If I'm counting right, yeah.
I don't really trust you with counting. Anyway, so we're going to kind of give up on the whole format for this, and we're just going to run down the things because apparently people complain about the time.
Yay, we're a long podcast.
Who would have thunk it? Anyway. So, moving on, we're going to start with Solar Trinity's battles. They started out first attacking Arcadia for Cormorine City. And, well, they kind of grunt sweeped there for nothing.
Arcadia, yeah.
Oh, I'm reading that wrong. For some reason, I felt bad for Arcadia.
Oh, Arcadia won.
Well, that's what happens when you read it like this. Oh, boy.
What are we going to do with you?
It's really late.
Not, well, kind of, for you, yeah. But isn't it always really late?
Yeah, but whatever. Anyway, moving on. Slow Trinity.
Also attacked Dim Sun at Lumio City. And then chained to Dendemil Town. And they lost at Lumio City 5-1.
Yeah, in the admin battle. Which meant that Dendemil Town didn't happen.
Basically.
Yeah, moving on to Castellia City. Dim Sun is attacking Arcadia there. And Dim Sun did win. They had to switch it to a first of three round because
Showdown died.
Showdown decided to take a vacation and get pretty hammered.
Extremely hammered.
Yeah, and just didn't work anymore.
Makes me look tame, hammered.
Makes Queenie look tame, hammered.
Makes Queenie look tame, hammered. That's pretty bad.
Yeah. Anyway, they also attacked Magma and won there as well in the admin battle, which is I don't know what I'm talking about right now.
The battle of the week.
Yes, that.
That's what you were trying to say?
Yes, the battle of the week. I don't remember what it is. A grunt battle for this.
The admin battle, wasn't it?
Mm-mm. It was a grunt battle.
It was Blake versus Audio, so that makes me think it's automatically a...
If it was an admin battle, I feel really bad for them using all those Pokemon on their teams for admin battling.
What were the teams? You didn't link me the replay.
Oh, wait. It was an admin battle. My bad.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought Manaphy was RU.
What?
But, like, Blake, all he used was a Crocodile and a Manaphy. Everything else was RU or lower.
Dude, he uses that Meloetta on his leader teams.
Yeah, but Meloetta's good.
What else did he have? What does he have that you're saying is bad?
Gourgeist.
Gourgeist? That's pretty solid.
Kind of. But that Audio was running... Toxicroak, Yanmega, Thundurus, which was knocked out in the replay I'm watching here, so I didn't notice it. My bad.
It's a grunt battle. There's Thundurus and Manaphy.
And there's Thundurus and Manaphy in a grunt battle. Anyway, we're going to assume that during this rambling that you have watched the battle and have seen that the main reason this is on the list as the battle of the week is because this battle ended with Meloetta having 10% HP left.
Poisoned.
Yeah, the next turn it would have been a KO. Would that Hyper Voice have not knocked out the Yanmega? Probably not. Like, I'm pretty sure that Hyper Voice was going to knock out the Yanmega regardless.
Yeah, was the Yanmega carrying Protect?
Because
I know Yanmegas tend to... Well,
It was, but it had used it the previous turn.
Okay, and the Meloetta survived with 10% HP. That's what happened, right?
Mm-hmm. Basically, that Hyper Voice had to KO that turn.
Yep.
Or Yanmega was going to be able to survive, and it would have died from the poison.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so very close match. It's not a sweep, so calm yourself.
I wanted it to be a sweep.
There was, to go over a couple of the other ones that were sent in, there were two Lucario sweeps, which... Lucario sweeping is not really that
special.
Special.
I mean, if that thing's... Sash, Lucario, Swords Dance, Extreme Speed, GG.
There was one where it had two Swords Dance, though, so...
Well, isn't that special?
And the other ones, there was one with Tyrantrum showing off its new ability, well, newish ability. We've known about it, but it's legal now. And then there was also another one where Slurpuff died to Aftermath.
What?
Yeah.
That one you didn't tell me about.
Yeah, I did. It just wasn't amazing. I mean, Slurpuff died to Aftermath
Yeah, that's quite amusing.
after it a stunk or a stun tank survived a play rough and foul played it.
Oof. Oof. Well, then again, Skuntank, Tank, Dark Poison, it makes a bit of sense.
And it's kind of bulky. You could say it's a tank.
Badoomkiss.
It didn't.
You're really off your game today, Zach, aren't you?
I really am. It's turning into one of those nights.
Yeah, it's been one of those weeks. It's gonna be one of those weeks. It's been one of those
Yeah.
weekends. It's gonna. Anyway,
It's not.
so that was for Sinnoh League, right?
Yes, I think. Yes. Sinnoh
Yes,
League.
Sinnoh League.
Good bit of battles in Sinnoh this phase.
And then we got a Sky Fortress here with Magma attacking Arcadia at Sky Fortress and Rainbow Dios over there in Oblivia. And if I'm going to be double checking my factations, yes, factations, I just made a word, so sue me.
At least it isn't. Never mind, continue.
They were both in Southwest Oblivia, of course, by doubling up there, a chance to decrease the. We talked about this last week, where we were saying that their Arcadia gets, two bonus victory points, so getting any territory from there would be a -3 to Arcadia. So, and that Magma won there at Sky Fortress, with 4-1 with the Abaddon battle, but Magma lost in Rainbow Dias, or Dias, however it's pronounced. I don't know Japanese.
Rainbow Dial.
Rainbow Dial. There we go.
The S is silent.
It's Rainbow Dia. Rainbow Diamonds.
Rainbow Diamonds.
Arcadia won that one 4-2, so that one came pretty much down to the wire at the Abaddon battle. But Magma also attacked Solar Trinity at Olivine City.
Which was only the seventh time they've been attacked in the entire thing.
Because apparently we need to keep getting informed that no one attacks Solar Trinity with, the, what, three people? Three teams in Hoenn?
Yeah.
Like, what? Or is it just down to, yeah, there's only three teams in Hoenn and two of them only have one territory, so why would they be attacking Solar Trinity in Hoenn?
No, there's no point.
There's been no reason for people to attack Solar Trinity, so Solar Trinity hasn't been attacked much. That's kind of the fact of the universe here. It's not like, Arcadia, Magma, or Dim Sun, which have been attacked quite a bit, where they have territories all over the place.
Yes. Anyway, Magma attacked Solar Trinity at Olivine City, and Solar Trinity did win it in the
Leader
leader
battle.
battle.
A really interesting and fun leader battle between Lysandra and Maxie.
Yeah, we completely forgot that Lysandra kicks ass whenever she battles.
We didn't completely forget.
You did.
I needed a fresh reminder because it had been so long since she had battled. Don't
In
kill me.
before Geo battles? Oh wait, that's right.
Bless you,
Anyway,
Geo.
next up we have Heart Home City because we're getting into Arcadia's battles.
Yay,
Yay!
Arcadia! So yeah, Arcadia attacked Dim Sun and Heart Home City, Celestic Town, and Mount Liyuta, trying to keep
And
the point distance from Arcadia and Dim Sun as big as possible. Dim Sun defended in Heart Home City with a leader battle.
which is our leader battle of the week. Yay! Okay,
Yay!
boss. And now
Pause.
we're back.
We are back. We have returned. So, I just realized I watched the wrong replay. In my defense, Rodeo and Blake fought twice. Rodeo won one of them, Blake won the other. So it's kind of confusing when you're sifting through. Okay, which replay are we using? Which one is this? Oh, it's this one. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, Blake gets the double spotlight this week.
Okay, so this interesting team from Rodeo bringing 4 fighting types?
Yeah, he brought 4 fighting types, which on paper doesn't sound good at all. It's a huge weakness in your team. You're weak to flying types and psychic types with that.
But Dimson doesn't really have a strong presence in psychic types, minus Meloetta.
They don't.
Which is pretty solid psychic. They also don't have a strong presence in flying, bar Star Raptor or any other normal flying.
Honchkrow,
with dark flying. But the thing with the dark flying is that's neutral damage from fighting attacks.
And also the risk of rock type moves, because a lot of fighting types can pack rock type moves.
Yeah, like Rodeo led with his Breloom, Blake led with his Staraptor in this one, and Breloom hung on with the Focus Sash and got off a Spore. Which, I was more expecting Rodeo to go for the good old patented Rock Tomb.
Yeah, Rock Tomb on Breloom, really good move there. But, guess just wasn't feeling it.
Yeah.
It's like this recording.
We're not feeling it.
Not really feeling it.
Yeah.
Can there be a space on this bingo board that says Zach just wants to kill himself? By the way, we're playing bingo.
Yeah. If we didn't mention that before, we're playing Turf Wars Bingo. Not the Turf Wars Turf Wars Bingo, but the Boom Burst Turf Wars Bingo.
Yeah, N had made us a special Boom Burst Bingo.
And it's board. Quite amusing, and we decided to play it.
And I have to fill one in now because we sidetracked. Damn it. I didn't mean to. I felt like we had to bring up the bingo board eventually, but crap.
Yeah, that's quite a bit off topic here.
We're 2 away from a bingo.
Already? You say that like it's a bad thing.
In 2 spots. 3 spots.
Really? The card's that filled in?
Yeah.
Bloody f- hell.
4 spots.
Well, don't wager on this one.
Oh my, but if we get a bingo, we have a special announcement at the end of the episode.
We should have a special announcement anyway. Well, it's going to be really easy to bingo on this, apparently.
Moving on.
Yeah.
So back to the battle.
So, Arcadia also, Celestic Town, that one, Arcadia won. In the admin battle, they took it 4-2.
Oh, we didn't even mention with the leader battle, the Conkeldurr putting in the work.
That's the Mount Lyuta battle.
You confuse me way too much, Dozer.
King Konk won in the Mount Lyuta battle. King Konk got obliterated by a Psyshock in the Hearthstone battle.
That's right. There's way too many battles this phase, like, with the same people.
Yeah.
But I'm not complaining, because they're all good battles.
They are all good battles.
So, our leader battle of the week was either one or the other, and we don't know which one it is currently.
It's the Hearthhome City one, the one that Blake won because Rodeo really couldn't get through Venusaur. But I think that was the Flinch Hacks of Hell battle.
Oh. So you sent me the wrong one. I watched the Conqueror killing one.
That is the Mount Lyuta one. I think that's what we were originally going to do. But then when Hearthhome City came up, you said that was the battle of the week.
Because that's...
But it's not Hearthstone.
It is now.
Basically, I think this is the 4-turn flinch one?
Yeah.
There was one of the
two. Yes.
Okay, here. We're going to make an exception. There's two leader battles of the week, just so we can all stop being confused.
Yeah, we'll link them both.
Because they both fought. And Blake used the same team, which makes it even more confusing. And Rodeo used pretty much the same team. But yeah, it was the Hearthstone City one where the Kabaza, the Cobalion, got, like, it was up against a Venusaur.
There's another one.
You know, another what?
Another bingo point.
What bingo point? Did you get a bingo already?
No.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, we're only like, what, 20 minutes in? Maybe 30?
If we go 40 more minutes, we've got bingo.
Just 40 minutes of dead air to get the bingo.
No. Anyway.
Venusaur walls Cobalion for days.
Oh, definitely.
But, let's see. Cobalion used Iron Head. The opposing Venusaur flinched and couldn't move. The Cobalion used Iron Head. The opposing Venusaur flinched and couldn't move. The opposing Venusaur flinched and couldn't move. The opposing Venusaur flinched and couldn't move. And if the fifth one would have made the flinch, the Venusaur would have died because it only had 7% HP after that fifth one. But it was able to get the synthesis off. And then it looks fine. But then it flinches again.
It's like a VGC match between you and me, Dozer.
It's flinching every single time. 30% my ass.
All those flinches. It's like Venusaur is like the little nerd kid on the playground who flinches every time the kickball comes towards him. Oh. I was that kid. I still am.
Hey, I was the kid that wasn't even allowed on the playground. They didn't let me play. No one wanted me to play.
Why? Because you break your knee?
No, because no one liked me.
Oh.
You know, when you're the new kid like 15 times between K through 6, you tend to just sit in the sandbox a lot.
But hey, you get good at making sandcastles.
No, you don't. There's no water. Sand doesn't stick. You get good at making sand piles. Eventually just defaulted to drawing stick figures with the stick in the sand.
That's way too meta for me.
Dozer's childhood. Stick figures.
Dozer's childhood. And teenagehood. And adulthood playing with sticks.
I feel like there's a joke in there that we're not going to touch.
So Snag'em, oh my goodness, Snag'em, they put in the work this phase against Arcadia.
You skipped over Arcadia's Mount Liyuta battle.
We already talked about it.
By association, kind of? That's the King Kong one. That was the King Kong one.
Yes, it was.
We never talked about King Kong.
He won. They won Mount Liyuta. It's a highway. Deal with it. Striden City. Shut up, Dozer. Anyway. Since Dozer appears to have been passed down on his computer, I'll just go ahead with this. So, Snag'em put in the work this phase, attacking Arcadia in Striden City and then chaining from Striden into Nekreen. Taking both locations in the admin battle and gaining a lot of points. Especially because now they hold a entire section, I'm pretty sure, of Southeast Olivia that they can then move on to Castalia City from. And possibly attack Dimsum this phase. Or with. You are not there.
What?
Okay, there we go.
No, I got upset and stormed out, remember? Because you were mean.
Oh.
Meanie.
I thought you just threw stuff. Anyway.
No, those were my headphones. I took my headphones off and they fell.
I went through all of Snag'em.
Okay.
Except for Cinnabar Island.
Except for Cinnabar Island, Snag'em attacked Magma won.
Yes. Yay. They won in the admin battle.
We done yet?
No, we have to go over the points.
Okay. Well, so
This is the episode where we're at each other's throats.
So, last phase, Arcadia ended at phase 16. They had 39 points. And Arcadia lost Castellia City. And they lost Sky Fortress. Those were the only territories they lost, which is a huge increase from their losing 6 territories last phase.
But
they also lost Striden and Narcrene, so they lost 4. My bad. The colors look the same. Snagwin, Arcadia, stop fighting each other. I can't tell the difference between you two.
Thing is, with all those losses, they lost a lot of territory.
Because they lost 1 bonus point for Castellia City.
Mm-hmm.
Because that with Nimbasa is 1 bonus point. And then, like I said earlier, they lost 2 bonus points with Sky Fortress. So that's 3 bonus victory points that they lost alongside the 4 territories. That's minus 7.
Yeah. And they lost the rest of... as I said, the areas that Snagum could take over. But they did gain a good bit of territory.
Yeah, they won Mount Leuta, which gave them 1 bonus victory point. They won Celestic Town. And that was it.
Yep.
But that was plus 3, so that means they only went down by 4 points, which was the same that they went down last phase. So that brings them down to 35.
Which... honestly is a little really? Whoa, because I know we go back to previous phases, but wasn't last phase Dimsung at 35? They're at 34. No, they're at 35, a couple more.
I'm trying to think. Episode
15
phase. Let me do some thinking, some sifting through archives. No, not archives. Old outlines.
You don't want to use the word archives.
Yeah, really. So let's go back to the phase 14 review.
Okay.
When we did that, Arcadia's points as this dock loads. You know, back when Arcadia still had their really strong lead, their points were... 52
mm-hmm.
at the end of phase 14. So that's 3 phases, and now they're at 35. That's like almost 20-point drop.
Yeah.
It's a bit ridiculous.
I'm just saying, like, how they're basically on par with their... I would call them the rivals for first place at this point throughout the season, Dimsung.
Yeah.
Which we'll get into now.
Yeah, Dimsung, they lost Celestic Town.
Mm-hmm.
I think is what it was, and I think they lost, from Celestic Town, yeah, they lost 1 bonus victory point, so there was minus 2 there. And they lost Mount Leuta, so that's minus 3.
Yeah, which still is not a lot.
Yes and no. But the thing is, they also won Castellia City, which is plus 1. They won the Sinnoh League, which I think... No, that does not give them bonus victory points, so that's plus 2. So they minus 1 overall, so they're at 33, only 2 points behind Arcadia.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's quite the jump from a few phases ago.
Yeah.
Which was 20 points.
Behind Arcadia.
Yeah.
It's insane how much the points have changed. Solar Trinity still sitting around comfortably in third place. Not winning anything, but not losing anything either, so they stuck right at 30 points, only 5 points behind Arcadia.
Which is still a good, like...
That's not a... Dude, we just saw Arcadia drop 20 points in, like, 4 or 3 phases.
I know,
five
but
points is nothing.
Exactly.
You know? And then there's good old Magma, who last phase was at 25 points, and now they're sitting at 24?
Yes, I believe that is correct.
So they didn't exactly go in the right direction either, because they lost the Sinnoh League, and they won the Sky Fortress, but that was about it.
Yeah, not too much else going on there.
No. So
didn't they also they lost Remodias?
Yeah, but right? That was an attacking.
Oh yes, my bad.
So wait, that should balance them out then.
Are they at 24? Math time.
Are they at 24?
Yeah, it's 24.
Yeah. Welcome to Counting with Boomburst.
One, two.
But apparently three. We can't math, because I got the math wrong and gave Magma 25 points last phase when this tells me that they should have only been at 24. Oops.
Math!
I'm an English major because I don't do math. And then, of course, there's Snagum, who didn't get attacked and gained not just 2 points from Striton City and Narcreen City, but also 2 bonus victory points, which brings them up from where they were before, which was... wrong document. Where they were 13, so now they're up to 17. So, yay!
Yeah. I had to double check that just to make sure. But yeah.
So, oh gosh. Have fun editing this, Zach.
This is gonna be fun. So much fun.
That's really...
Yeah. We're on a break phase.
Oh, we can do the sneak peek next week.
Yeah, we can. We're doing this late enough.
Are we doing the dramatic 3 phases remaining music?
Why not? Go ahead.
Yay! You're going to have to edit that in. Have fun with that.
Yeah, send it to me. Anyway, we have 3, well, we'll say 2.5 phases remaining, kind of, but 3 phases remaining.
Mm-hmm. This is phase 18, the final break phase.
Dun, 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 and the final phase for trading. So come back next week when Dozer gets mad that no one traded for stuff.
Honestly, I don't think any... Well, let's get into the trading after we talk about their points. All right. So
are there attacks?
Their attacks. That's what okay. I meant. Arcadia has now posted their actions. So they're attacking Rustboro City and Northeast Hoenn, and they're hitting Dim Sun and Eterna City.
Ooh, those are some interesting actions.
You want to know what I'm wondering?
What?
Why they're not trying to get territories in Oblivia back.
They probably think it's probably a lost cause at this point.
So here's the thing. I was one of the people back on Arcadia that advocated going for Oblivia because, you know what, there's a lot of points in that area.
Yeah.
And the thing is, once you're in and you have a lot of it, it's impossible to kick you out. Because you can, no matter what, you can always counterattack after you lose a territory, after the phase pass, because you can attack from any other place. Mm-hmm. Why are they not doing that?
I'm honestly not sure. I am curious why they're even bothering with Hoenn.
I'm curious why they're even really bothering with Sinnoh either. Like, I understand trying to put a gap between Dim Sun and you, but they're already in your backyard. Getting in their backyard is not going to solve that problem.
Yeah, but they're also disrupting points there, so I can understand that.
Yeah.
That makes sense, because, like, if they were... They're in Celestic Town now. We'll just say that they go into some place in Southwest Sinnoh, or South Central Sinnoh, like Orberg City, which I don't even think they can hit, but anything that... right now they're getting points off of, like, hell, they could go try and chain for Snowpoint and then go for someone in Northeast thing. And they could take a lot of bonus victory points away from them.
Dim Sun's not getting any bonus victory points from Eterna City.
No,
because they had one with Celestic Town, They lost it, but that's only 1 point. Arcadia's losing areas where they have 2 bonus victory points. If they want to hit something in Sinnoh and they want to disrupt bonus points, it's got to be either Twin Leaf Town, Sand Gem, Jubilife, Canalave, or Floraroma.
Yeah. But I'm not sure if they can hit any of those. But once they do get Eterna, they can hit Floraroma.
There's that. So maybe they're pushing for that. Which, you know, if they did get Eterna, they did get Floraroma, over the 2 phases, that would be -4 to Dim Sun.
Yeah.
The thing is, Dim Sun has the potential to gain a lot of points, especially after taking Castellia.
Yeah. But, I mean, now looking at what I just said, it does kind of make sense what they're doing there in Hoenn, because they're going after Rustboro, the 2 bonus victory points in Hoenn for Solar Trinity. But oh my goodness, Hoenn is a lost cause for Arcadia at this point.
They only have Duford Town, which is being attacked.
Yeah, that should also be avenged.
By Solar Trinity. Solar Trinity looking to seal up Hoenn, hitting them, hitting Magma and Little Root and Arcadia and Duford, which
would be cool to see.
You know, which now that if that does happen, by the way, that'll be the first time we've seen one team control an entire region during all of season 2, minus Arcadia ruling Oblivia.
Yeah.
You know, because
one of the real regions, yeah, is what we're trying to say.
Yeah, one of the starting home regions. Because Snagum's always been in Unova, so Arcadia never had that completely. And
everyone's been kind of scattered in Sinnoh.
Yeah. Sinnoh's been really... Kalos is even crazier.
Yeah, let's not talk about Kalos right now.
By the way, let's get off topic a little bit since we've already hit that bingo marker. Do you remember how in Season 1 Oblivia was the big cluster?
God damn it, another freaking thing.
Well, this season it's Kalos that's got the cluster of everyone.
Yeah.
Like, Arcadia's only got 1 territory left in there, but before they had Cormorine, Shalor, and did they have Geosynge 2?
I believe they did.
Yeah, but... Solar Trinity has all of Southwest Kalos. Snagum's got the Pokemon League, Vannevelle Town, Accord Town, Magma, Santa Luna City, Snowbell, and Dim Sun's got North Central Kalos, Kalud, Anastar, and Koroway.
Yeah. Oh my
goodness. It's a cluster in Kalos.
I'm just looking, and honestly, Kalos looks exactly like Oblivia did last season, because I'm looking at the location tracker from last season. Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's weird to me, because
this tracker for season 1 is pretty messy.
Well, there were 8 teams, and, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 regions?
8 teams? I thought there were 9 teams.
Oh, Cypher.
I let myself into that, so.
Bingo?
It could technically be, but not quite.
You're just forcing some of them at this case. At this point.
Actually, you know what? Why not? We'll make it a bingo. Bingo!
Yay! We get to make the announcement once we're done talking, so...
Yeah. Anyway, I might as well go over what the bingo was. So
When we get to it.
Okay.
Because we're still... Solar Trinity tried to steal a poem. Magma, of course, doing the good old Magma thing and hitting up more Arcadia bonus points in Oblivia.
Yeah.
Because Arcadia doesn't have... The only bonus point Arcadia has in Oblivia is Mount Lehudo. Which, if we recap, Oblivia, if you didn't know, has a total of 6 bonus points in it with all of its regions. All of its sections. Arcadia used to have all of those 6. Now they only have 1.
Yeah. And of that 1, they have the smallest 1.
Mount Lehudo and Ticule.
Which means if they're being targeted at Ticule, which
they're being targeted at Mount Lehudo.
Yeah.
Actually. But so Magma just trying to keep shaking things up.
And Magma also going towards Solar Trinity.
Old Ale Town.
And Old Ale Town, I don't understand the play again. I mean,
where else is Magma gonna make a move though?
They could push for more areas in South Central Kalos.
Or South Central Kalos. Yeah, they could try and close the gap, but no, they probably want to try and close some gap between them and the third place team, Solar Train.
Yeah.
Which, if they win Oldale Town, that's a minus one to them, minus one to ST, plus one to them. That's a 2-point change.
Yeah.
Versus if they attacked Dim Sun or Arcadia, that's only, you know, they'd raise themselves up 1 point, not knock Solar Trinity down at all.
Yeah.
So,
but as always, we have to wait for the other teams.
Yeah, Snag'em and Dim Sun still have to post, but they usually do that.
They usually do that after we record because they know we're recording and they do it out of spite. Just kidding. Just kidding. I'd like to think they like us, but I don't think they do. Maybe Snag'em does.
Yep.
Dimsung, I think I annoy all of them.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Anyway, so I think that just about wraps up the episode. Unless you really want to talk about the trading stuff, which we can always do next phase.
Yeah, let's review the trading next phase. But first, your bingo.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Bingo. So our winning line of bingo is Zach pauses to watch replay mid-recording. Dozer praises Solar Trinity. Moonshine is mentioned. Talk about season one.
And Cypher comes
up. Cypher comes up.
What other points did we hit? Just...
We also had no guest, they sidetrack, someone flubs a word, drama.
Turf Wars musical?
Yeah. Leader battle of the week is with Arcadia.
Bleep. Bleep. My bad.
Sai tries to end it and Dozer adds more.
I guess, yeah. It's really late.
It's really late. Random as f*** music.
Another bleep.
And that's it.
Wait, no, there's gonna be more. One more that you're gonna mark.
What is it?
Turf Wars YouTube is a thing.
Oh yeah.
Cause since you had your bingo, you gotta announce your project now.
Yeah, okay, so finally Turf Wars YouTube, for the third time, is gonna be a thing. Is the Turf Wars News Network. We're currently building the subreddit, as with the YouTube page. And we are looking for people to do commentary on videos as well as do other creative content for the sub. I mean, it's not really that hard to do, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, we kind of want to keep a good quality control on it.
Yeah.
Because,
you know, the commentary that you're talking about, you could have amazing input. But if you sound staticky and tektronic-y and no one can understand what you're saying...
Like, there's a difference between talking into something like this and talking into something like this. That's going to be fun to edit around later.
Oh, my ears. But yeah, like, we're not saying that people need to have, like, $50, $60, $70 microphones.
No. Like, no. A Rock Band mic will work.
That's
The first couple episodes of Turf Wars of the Boom Bursts were recorded with a Rock Band microphone.
Not to mention, up until like a couple episodes ago, Queenie was recording on iPhone headphones.
Yeah, the iPhone headphones that
she
you
was using got, that.
The iPhone.
Yeah, she was using that, and it worked pretty well. You had to edit a few scritches and scratches out.
Well, that's because she has hair.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure if someone like me was using it, you wouldn't have definitely too many scratches.
No. No. So, you know, like, you don't need... And Dim Jim, when we were doing the early episodes of the Boom Burst, he was recording on his MacBook's standard mic.
Yeah, and I think I've...
the first episode I was on, the first episode where I was doing my thing, either the first or the second, no, it was the second episode I was actually accidentally, but still using the Array mic on my laptop.
Yeah, and for one of the turf recaps, I thought I was talking into my microphone, and it turned out I was talking into my built-in mic on my laptop, which again didn't sound bad because I was thinking I was talking into the microphone.
Yeah, and I think I did one where I was recording on my tablet mic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've done emergency ones where I've used my phone to record an episode or something. There's so many ways you can. That was a fun one. There's audio is a big thing, but then also like your skill comes into it, and like, yes,
enunciation.
No, like, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about video editing and stuff like that.
We're not talking about just speaking.
Yes, because
that's kind of important. I was a speech geek, so when, like...
Dozer, one of the things on this bingo sheet is someone flubs a word, and it was one of the first ones I had to mark off.
What word did we flub?
Cobalion?
No, Cobaza was the name of the Cobalion.
Oh.
Or Kozap, or whatever.
Whatever, it still sounded wrong to me.
It was the Pokemon's nickname.
I'm right and you're wrong.
Go to hell.
I'm already there. It's called Mod Chat Bingo.
Oh.
That seriously was another one we needed for bingo.
Yeah, it was. So,
But yeah,
how do you want these so we're doing auditions basically is what we're
saying. We're doing auditions. Basically what I want you to do, or anyone to do who wants to do this, is to make something they feel shows off their skills. Whether you want to, if you want to commentate a video, show me you can commentate. I will put links to certain programs you can get for this, such as OBS is a good screen recording software.
Mm-hmm. Audacity is great for audio recording.
Audacity is maybe the best audio recording software that's free.
Yeah.
As for video editing, that's a little iffy, but considering you won't really need to do too much, I would say even Windows Movie Maker should be fine.
Yeah. And speaking of editing, if there's anyone who just wants to edit things.
Same. Know, we can throw you a couple things.
Or even if you can throw your own thing together, because I know like Maxie did a...
the montage parody.
Not the montage parody, the Rocky quote video is what I was thinking of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yes, 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 yes. By the way, Maxie,
beautiful. Great video. Beautiful. Great video. We're linking it in the description.
Yes. It's montage amazing. Parodies need to be a good bit shorter, but...
That thing? Fantastic.
That thing was amazing.
Oh, it gave me chills. I watched it 30 times that day.
Also because of, like, the Cypher team from back then, but we're not going to talk about that.
There was also a replay shown there that had a Mito repping Rocket, so whoop-dee-doo. Also, my name was in there.
Yeah.
In one of the chat scroll bars. I'm that egotistical. I saw that. I'm like, that's a me. Thumbs up. You know, editors, you know, both video and audio editing, really. Mixing. If you can do, you know, even if you can do like music to give us like intro songs or whatever, yeah. You have it.
Like, one problem you're going to run into when we do videos and stuff is finding music for the background. And like, yes, you could take stuff from the Pokemon games and put it in there, but you run the risk of copyright infringement. But, you know, we're not going to put ads on this stuff, so we really shouldn't worry. But
no,
having
but
original
the thing
music,
is, you'll, with it's YouTube, you'll still get flagged.
You'll still get flagged. But having like, original music and original content, even if you do it through like Fruity Loops or whatever...
Or even
still
if
good.
You like, ask someone like Glitch X City, I know she lets a lot of Pokemon commentators use her music.
And podcasters.
And podcasters. Did you ask?
I did.
Sweet. You're lying, aren't you?
I'm not.
There was someone else that we asked, not Glitch.
It wasn't Glitch. It was a person who we've been using the Majora's Mask thing for. Yeah. And he said yes, too.
Yeah, they said yes.
Glitch was like,
There's another, Kevin MacLeod in Computech. It's got lots of stuff that you can use on YouTube. Creative Commons. Like, if you can't find music, you can PM one of us and we can throw you links to some Creative Commons 3.
Yeah, which is basically give them credit and it's cool.
Basically.
That's the easiest way to describe it. But yeah, like, I'm trying to think what else we can touch on. We have, artists. Like,
oh yeah.
Of course we're going to need people for, and getting back to the music, I know we have a bunch of musicians out there. I'm looking at you, Audio.
Yeah.
You, Audio.
And let's not forget that ModChat is like half former band members.
Yeah.
Like
former band members or singers or whatever it may be.
Whatever it may be. And the thing is, we know that we have non-Turf Force people that listen to this show. If this sounds like something you'd be into and you want to help create content for the community, because obviously if you're listening to the recap, you find something interesting. Even if you don't really want to battle, stop on by.
Yeah, you know? I mean, look at the banner on the subreddit. That was made by someone who's not even part of Turf Wars. Javera just made it because they were like, hey, this looks cool. Here's some art for you guys. All right, peace.
By the way, artists, if you make a new banner, we'll probably use it because we're kind of, need one that's not out of date.
Yeah, we kind of need one that doesn't have Cypher on it.
Doesn't have Cypher, doesn't have Galactic, doesn't have Rocket, doesn't Aqua, doesn't have
Plasma. The only problem there is they don't know what an ST grunt would look like, and they don't know what an Arcadia grunt would look like.
Solar Trinity has posted images of their grunt uniforms. Very tame.
And
yeah.
I haven't seen them. So
it's basically they took random bits from the other uniforms.
Do they have hula hoops?
No.
Damn it. They missed so much potential.
But, yeah. So,
are we missing any, like, creative outlets we need?
Do you still want to try and reboot the grunt?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's another thing. I need to find someone who kind of knows what they're doing with that. But so another thing we're going to try, and this one's more for people in Turf Wars, but again, people outside can try too, is back at the beginning of season 2, people had started a thing called the Grunt that was even from season 1.
Yeah. Actually, most of the issues are from season 1.
Most of the issues are from season 1. Which was basically a Turf Wars newspaper.
A newsletter of sorts.
It had crosswords. I did the crosswords.
You did? Oh, you played the cross? Oh, sweet.
Yeah, I liked the crosswords. It was fun. But they weren't that challenging. But we're thinking of rebooting it not only as just information-based, but also kind of like a satirical
kind of thing. Where
kind of thing?
It's which not like offensive satirical,
but in bad taste satirical.
Like, give us an example, Zach, of what you're thinking for that.
I can't think of being a terrible person on the spot. I'm not like you.
Oh, well, then let me give it a shot. You get a picture of a dartboard, and then you make fun of Arcadia's Dart Force or something like that. Like, that new Dart Force member enters Turf Wars. Scores a bullseye.
New Dart Force member joins the team. His name is Cricket. Can he hit 300 or will he shoot over?
Boom!
That is some serious darts terminology right there.
There you go. Can they get the hat trick? Will it be a high ton or a low ton?
And will the Leafs suck?
And will the Leafs suck?
Sorry, Gio.
So, now where are they supposed to send these tryout videos or whatever?
So, by the time that this episode comes out, there will be a thread in the subreddit with further instructions on what to do so that people who don't want to listen to this episode are also aware on this. Mm-hmm. There will be a, I believe we'll make a little Google Drive folder.
And you'll put your Reddit username as the name of the file that you upload?
Yeah, we'll put, for the descriptions, just use your username, position, and then your, and of course, that'll be your file that you're submitting.
And it'll probably actually, I'm thinking for the sake of organizations that have just
probably just split it into different, I'm thinking just split it into different folders.
I'm thinking a form, actually, like how we do the submit a replace.
You can do that.
I can set that up, dude. It takes like a few minutes. Basically, you know, put a link, put your name, contact information, like your Reddit username or an email address.
Yeah, and we'll get in contact. I mean, we're setting up the sub. We could make groups and stuff. And, you know, it's a good thing for the community because I know there's been a lot of talk. People are like, oh, what happened to the YouTube channel? Well, things happened. We won't talk about.
And now it's all being created as this one thing that Zach and I have kind of been envisioning called the Turf Wars News Network.
Yeah, which was basically the whole reason I was brought in as a neutral mod was to do this.
Yeah, and you know, I love doing the Boom Burst. And the thing is, we get lots of messages of people either wanting to be on the show. We even get emails, fan mails, whatever you call it. People want to be on the show, want to help out with the show. There's so many people. It's like, if there's anything you need me to do, just let us know. The thing is, if you guys are making things, we'd rather have it go right to Turf Wars. Because not everything we do on the Boom Burst is Turf Wars related. We have a section of our show for Turf Wars, and it's our most popular show.
Yeah,
like this most phase recap episodes
is the Turf Wars show. Our main Boom Burst show, it doesn't even incorporate it anymore.
No,
which is really ironic considering that that was the whole purpose.
Well, that was because we wanted to do our own thing at the same time. But by the way, thank you guys so much for listening to the recaps, because each of these episodes, after like being out for a week and a half, gets like 100 plays.
Yeah, they are pretty popular.
Mm-hmm. So that's why, even if we don't always get a main episode out, we always get a recap out.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to have you guys like updated on stuff. Apparently people listen to us. I don't know why, but
I like to think it's because we're entertaining and lovely people.
I wouldn't quite go as far as entertaining, but
they at least like us. I don't know. I have had some people that I know tell me that this is the best podcast they've ever listened to, in which case I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, go listen to something like Nobody Likes Onions if you want a really good podcast.
Or listen to, let's see, other podcasts.
Welcome to
you
Night
can listen
Vale.
To.
Welcome to Night Vale is a really good one.
What was that? Listen to Serial. Go listen to the RT podcast.
There's also, you know, like Radio Whirlwind, and it's super effective if you want something Pokemon.
Or if you want just general fun, go listen to Dude Soup.
I like how we're taking our audience and we're sending them to all of our competition.
Dude, don't knock Dude Soup.
I've never listened to Dude Soup, actually. Is it pretty good?
It just came out. It's just the IG guys, because they left Machinima, so they started their own like group called Funhouse, and I guess one of the alternate names for Funhouse was going to be Dude Soup, which sucks, because it was a name I was thinking of for a boy band.
Which episode.
So now I have to go with my default of Bro Broth.
We'll talk to you guys later. All the links for things we've been talking about, including the bingo card, are going to be in the description.
This is going to be a big description.
This is. Have fun with that. Wait, I make the descriptions. God dang it.
Yeah. Bye, everybody.
Bye.